You're listening to New Technia. The EU is forcing Google to open Android and search data to AI rivals. New binding EU measures require Google to give qualifying rival AI assistants access to 11 Android capabilities and share anonymized search data with competing search and AI services. The rules could reshape competition around Gemini and mobile AI, while Google warns that broader access may introduce privacy, security, and trade secret risks. Android's I.I. gate is being forced open. On most Android phones, Google's Gemini can sit close to the operating system. It can respond to a wake phrase, read on-screen context with permission, work across apps, and perform background tasks. Rival assistants may be available as apps, but they do not necessarily receive the same depth of access. The 30-second summary. New binding EU measures require Google to give qualifying rival AI assistants access to 11 Android capabilities and share anonymized search data with competing search and AI services. The rules could reshape competition around Gemini and mobile AI, while Google warns that broader access may introduce privacy, security, and trade secret risks. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. The European Union has now turned that imbalance into a binding competition issue. On July 16, the European Commission adopted two sets of specifications under the Digital Markets Act that tell Google how it must open Android and Google Search to competitors. What will change on Android? Google must make 11 Android capabilities available to qualifying rival AI assistants. The measures are designed to let a user choose another assistant and still access important system functions, including voice activation and tasks that cross into third-party apps. A rival assistant could, for example, respond to a voice command and complete a restaurant or taxi booking without being treated as a second-class app. The Android requirements are expected to reach users with the next major Android iteration in July 2027. This is not an order to remove Gemini. It is an order to give competitors a technically meaningful opportunity to serve as the user's main assistant. Google search data will also be shared. The second measure targets an advantage that is harder to see: the enormous volume of interaction data Google uses to improve search. From January 2027, Google must make certain anonymized search data available to eligible rival search engines and AI services with search features. That could help companies improve ranking, relevance, and answers without first accumulating decades of their own query and click history. The Commission will use a pricing formula rather than requiring unlimited free access. The change is particularly important as AI assistants increasingly answer questions directly. The contest is no longer only between blue link search engines. It also includes systems such as Chat, GPT, and other AI products that retrieve and summarize information. Why this could reshape mobile AI? System access can decide which assistant becomes useful enough to remain a habit. A product that can be launched hands-free, understand the current screen, and act across apps has an advantage over one confined to its own window. By forcing interoperability, the EU is trying to separate ownership of Android from automatic dominance in AI assistants. If implementation works, European users may gain more meaningful choice, while smaller developers could build assistants around specialized languages, professions, or accessibility needs. The privacy and security dispute is real. Google argues that the requirements could expose private searches, weaken device safeguards, and reveal business-sensitive information. A poorly secured assistant with deep system privileges could create new routes for data theft, manipulation, or accidental disclosure. The Commission says access will not be automatic. Competitors must meet privacy and security criteria, data must be anonymized, and Google may assess whether an applicant creates cybersecurity or data protection risks. Anonymization is not perfect, however. Detailed datasets can sometimes reveal patterns about individuals or organizations when combined with other information. Regulators will therefore have to test the safeguards in practice, not merely specify them on paper. A major experiment in platform competition. The rules apply in the European Union and will arrive in stages, so their global effect remains uncertain. Google may also challenge details or interpret technical requirements narrowly, while rivals must prove they can build safe products that users actually prefer. Still, the decision establishes an important principle for the AI era. Owning the operating system and the largest search dataset should not automatically determine which assistant can compete. The next battle will be over whether technical implementation delivers the choice promised by regulation. Before we overstate the result, the rules could reshape competition around Gemini and mobile AI, while Google warns that broader access may introduce privacy, security, and trade secret risks. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.